Don't you guys remember the Friends episode where Ross got his teeth whitened and they were like glow in the dark white? Anytime he opened his mouth, it was like they obviously had like a black like in his mouth, and so he was like.
I gotta look that up. That's
it was a good. It was a good episode.
I feel like you think that you've seen every Friends episode, and then you say a thing, and you're like, I don't
who's
remember.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite?
Joey or Phoebe for sure.
Joey's like the worst. Actually, those two are probably
they're the funniest for sure.
The least.
No, Chandler's the funniest.
Ross is the best.
Ross. No one likes Ross.
Nobody likes Ross.
I love him.
No,
I love him.
He's the biggest complainer whiner. He's just and he's so like
he's so funny.
He's so controlling.
Pivot. I think he's so funny.
Dude, he's like creepy.
Evan,
Ross is a creep.
It sounds like he's like lost a bit of respect. Hey all you cool cats and kittens, welcome back to Accent Accidents, a podcast that talks about talking. So today there's no guests, it's just us, and that is myself, Hannah, and I'm joined by Anna.
Hello.
And Evan.
Hello, cool cats and kittens.
Okay, so it's just us today, and we thought we would dedicate the next 20 minutes or so talking about manners and politeness. And I know that sounds boring, but we're going to make it really interesting. And it basically, we're going to talk about that and how it changes depending on where you live. So, guys, what's going on?
Well, I loved your Tiger King intro.
Yeah? Have you watched it?
We're on episode four? We've watched three episodes.
So you're halfway.
Oof. Yeah. So we're
juicy.
Yeah, we're at the part where we just finished the episode where this like
spoiler alert.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't watched it, like
yeah. Okay. If you haven't watched it, tune out now. But just where that like this that random other white dude with the do-rag came in and like bought the zoo. You know what I mean? Low.
I had no names, but yeah, I know who you mean.
He came in and then he had like a Ferrari and stuff, and a swinger wife. That's where we're at.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, it gets so juicy. It's just such a juicy show.
Do you guys think Carol did it?
100%,
for sure.
I saw like something pop up on someone's Facebook, and they're like, "I used to work for her," and you know when the police interview her. I mean, not the police, the journalists interview her and they're talking about like the meat grinder. And she's like, I've got a tiny meat grinder. Nothing could fit in the meat grinder. She's like, that meat grinder is huge. 100% she did it. Like you could fit body parts in there.
Her sanctuary is bullshit.
Oh, dude.
Sanctuary
bullshit.
Is bullshit. I hate it when she laughs as well. Ugh, she's just
I hate how she stares at her current husband when he's talking. Have you noticed that? He looks just like Prince Charles or Prince William or whatever. Like, look
Prince
it
Charles.
Up. Yeah. The dude,
Prince
like
William's
the old
attractive.
One.
Yeah, I think it was more like Charles. Charles was married to Diana. Princess Diana.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Them.
Yeah, so watch Tiger King because
it's brutal.
Freaking incredible. I completely forgot about the animals. They completely sucked
I know,
me into the whole
right?
story. It was really
it's
bad.
So sad.
Okay. I didn't know there was a thing called a liger where they like have a tiger and a lion. That's crazy.
It's freaking huge.
I've never heard of it. Oh god, it's scary.
They you look up pictures on the internet like
oh yeah. My god,
we can move
all right,
on
enough on that, but yeah, could do a whole podcast on that. We're going to do a new segment called Who Said It Better, and basically we're going to you'll see what it is when we start it. So we're going to start with the word aluminium. Or as my idiot friends say, aluminum.
Idiot friends? I'm offended.
Here's my thing with aluminium. It's not even spelt that way. So, like, I feel 100% justified in saying you're wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Aluminum.
Did you ever have, when you were in science class in high school, didn't you have the jingle to learn your periodic table?
What no. I don't know. Sing it for me. See if I recall.
Helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen. I forget it after that. But literally without the word aluminium, like it doesn't even make sense.
Wait,
like
that
you
should
have
be...
to have
That should be a podcast jingle right there.
Right?
Sing it again. Sing it again. No. Yeah, no. I legit, like, I didn't hear it. You didn't even get to aluminium.
Yeah, because I've forgotten it. I mean, I wasn't good at science. But it's like aluminium phosphorus. But if you had, like, aluminum in the jingle, it wouldn't work. So I think that it's, no.
Da-na-da, aluminum.
No, it's aluminium phosphorus. That's how it ends.
That
it doesn't. It doesn't work.
Aluminium and phosphorus don't even rhyme.
It doesn't matter what you would learn.
Anyways, okay.
You're angry because you're wrong.
I'm not. But I did a little digging. Like, you will be proud of me. I spent like a good 10 minutes like researching this. So basically, there is a bit of history to it, and I'll leave like a link in the show notes to what I'm talking about. But basically, it all began in the 1800s when a British scientist coined the now archaic term he says it weird, but it's like it's basically a hybrid of the two. And it
you
would
gotta
appear
say it. This is accent accidents.
Aluminium.
Aluminum.
Anyway, aluminium. And anyway, for some reason it like appeared as how the Americans say it, which is aluminium. Aluminum. I bet it's too much. Aluminum. Aluminium. How do you say it?
Aluminum.
Aluminum.
Okay. And then basically the Brits then corrected it to make it sound better, which is now aluminium. But then what happened was a US chemist didn't get the memo and took the old version and used it for his advertising this new metal, which gained like a lot of popularity that it ended up being used in Webster's dictionary. So you could say that the way you say aluminium is basically all because of a mistake and an accident.
So we're right.
So you're wrong. Basically the US chemist fucked up and he took the wrong one and he put it in his advertising, but because that advertisement was so popular, it ended up getting picked up and putting it into the dictionary.
But what you're saying is aluminum and aluminium are both accepted in the dictionary?
Yes, yes.
So it's a standoff.
It is, it's a standoff. I mean, like, just if we're going by this group, obviously I'm outnumbered. Wrong, but
yeah.
Outnumbered. But yes.
Aluminium.
See, when you say it, doesn't it sound better?
It's way funner to say, but it's wrong.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah. So who said it better? I mean, aluminium. Comment below. Better. Okay. So let's get on to our main subject, which is called Mind Your Manners. So this is basically, I feel like this would be fun because I've learned from living in the US for what, like 4 or 5 years now. There's a few things that I've picked up on which I find like really strange. So for example, when I say thank you to Anna, she responds, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And when you would say thank you to me, I would be like, no worries. And it's really confusing. Because uh-huh to me sounds like you're being an asshole.
I would like to first say that I say both. It depends on what the favor is. Because sometimes you would ask me to do something and it would just be like totally nothing. It didn't even warrant like a thank you. It was just like something I would have naturally done anyways. And so I'd just be like, mm-hmm, yeah, no problem. It's totally like
you don't
saying,
say that.
I don't say that. I go, mm-hmm. But it's just like saying no problem, no worries. Like,
it's
nothing.
Not, though. Twas nothing would be better. You just don't say that. It's like comes off as like just like don't even bother
but I'd,
me with this.
I'd also,
like, how dare you?
I'd also like to say that I have caught Evan doing the same thing. So it's not just me. It's not just
I
have bad manners. This is definitely an American thing.
It's an American thing. It
what,
is
just going,
other
mm-hmm.
people. Yeah. Yes.
And you know why? I feel like, I don't know, like pompous or arrogant by saying you're welcome.
And that's
it sounds
thing.
Bitchy. Yeah.
I know. Like, and so I looked that up as well and I was just like, there's two options that Americans say. It's like, uh-huh, and you're welcome. But you're welcome is kind of even worse.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you don't hear younger people say it.
Mm-mm. No. And that's another
it's older
thing.
Generations.
Oh my God, it's so
unless it's like
it's
a
an
child.
Older generation thing. Yeah. So true.
So.
Yeah, so I felt, and like, I remember when I would say thank you, like, for example, Fabs, who was a previous guest on our podcast, and I would say no worries. And for the longest time, Fabs would be like, I didn't have any worries. Like, I was never worried about that to begin with. Like, why is she saying no worries?
Oh, yeah. Because her translation in her mind.
Yeah.
From her multiple languages.
But it's such an Australian thing to just be like, no worries.
No worries, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is really interesting because, yeah, we've mentioned this before. So this tweet from this guy says, "Dear every cashier in America, the proper response to thank you is you're welcome, not no problem." And then someone came in and said, "Millennials are so entitled." And then this millennial came in and owned them all and said, "Actually, you're welcome, no problem, is simply a linguistic misunderstanding. Older people tend to say you're welcome. Younger people tend to say no problem because older people feel the act of helping or assisting someone is seen as a task that is not expected of them, but is them doing something extra. So it's saying, I accept your thanks because I know I deserve it.
Yes!
No problem or no worries is used by younger people because they feel not only that helping or assisting someone is a given and expected, but also that it should be stressed that your need for help was no burden on them. So no worries, no problem. Basically, older people think help is a gift you give and younger people think help is an expectation required of them."
Wow, interesting.
Interesting.
Isn't that? And this is obviously just someone on Twitter giving this rebuttal, but I was like, yeah. Dude, that's so true because when I say like you're welcome, I feel like I'm being like, are you acknowledging I did this thing for you?
Yes.
Versus like if I do something and they're like, and I say no worries, it's like, mm-hmm. Hey, we're helping each other out. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's a two-way. Yeah. It's almost like a more peer, like a we're peers, we're on the same level. Yeah, no problem.
Exactly.
And Hannah, it's funny when you brought up that mm-hmm thing. Yes. When I thought about that, I thought about how like actually shitty it does sound if you like culturally don't understand.
Yeah. Think about the literal translation. You are welcome. Like welcome is like welcome, like to my house. Like you have come well to my, like, to...
I don't know if you're doing this right.
Yep.
No, but that's literally... Not following. You see what I'm saying?
Lost me.
You have arrived well. Like, you are good to arrive.
This is what Evan does, guys, by the way. He, like, breaks shit down. It doesn't make sense, but he does it in a way that you're just like, you know what?
Also known as mansplaining.
No, my superpower is convincing.
It is.
Okay, but here's the definition for welcome. An instance or manner of greeting someone.
Greeting.
Yeah, that's what it means. But what's the etymology? Like, where does that come from?
Oh, do you guys know who Emily Post is? Because was like the queen of like etiquette and manners and everything. And she wrote books about it. Look her up right now because she was so influential that there's even a podcast. There's like a podcast about like etiquette, which is crazy. She's from like the 1800s. They actually don't even know what her birthday was.
I said we should get her on the podcast. I'm like,
No, she's long dead. So, like the 60s or something. I think she died.
I've got another one that's kind of got to do with like table manners and it's considered rude, but I've picked it up in America and now I can never go back, which is the concept of doggy bags.
Yes.
And like having a takeaway. You would never do that in Australia.
What, take food?
No. Oh, no. You would leave it there. If you didn't finish it, you didn't finish it. Like, no one wants to pack up your food. I love the concept of doggy bags. Like, I would go back to Australia and I would ask for, like, can I get this to take away?
And but then you say to take away instead of to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another concept. Mm-hmm. Take away.
Okay, welcome. Here's the etymology. The Old English... Wilkuma, exclamation of kindly greeting from earlier, blah, 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 welcome guest, literally, one whose coming suits another's will or wish, from willa, pleasure, desire, choice, plus kuma, which is guest, related to kumen, to come, meaning entertainment or public reception as a greeting. You're welcome as a formulaic response to thank you is attested from 1907.
I just fell asleep. Yeah. This is getting boring.
You're welcome. So that's interesting. I was wrong there. I think it means.
Really, Evan? Surprise.
I know some things.
Not that.
You're welcome. I think, so this is more like an expression from the person saying like, you are welcome here. Like, you are, I am happy you are here. You are welcome. You have arrived. Like, I'm happy.
Okay.
That makes more
Moving
sense.
Moving on.
Yep.
Sure.
I hate you guys.
One thing I always thought was weird as a kid, and I don't know if you guys had to deal with this, was when you fly, I would always have to dress up. Like, I would wear a dress. And I was like, why am I wearing a dress on a plane? But nowadays, everyone is like in yoga, like sweatpants.
People
and, like,
are disgusting.
And still to this day, I'm going to be comfortable, but I'm still going to wear like a jacket. So like, I'll put something nice over like whatever slummy thing I'm wearing because my grandma has instilled this, you have to dress up to fly.
That's funny.
That's so old school.
Isn't it?
It is old school. Put your frock on.
I mean, yeah, it used to be like a social outing, like only the richest could do it. So
yeah, it was a privilege.
Like going to the opera was going to on.
Well, and that's another thing is like going to like the symphony, the ballet or the opera. I am appalled at what people wear.
I am appalled at what people wear.
I do think that you should dress up if you're going to the opera.
They should wear their pearls like I do.
No, but like seriously, appalled. It's like. I went to the symphony like a few months ago, and I'm not saying that you can't wear jeans or anything like that. Like, I'm not going to be that much of an asshole. But there was someone with cut off sweatpants, like sweat shorts. Ew. And I was like, what?
It was
like,
me, wasn't it?
You paid the, you know, $30 or whatever for your ticket and you don't have anything other than sweat shorts.
Is that
like cut-offs? Why would you even go in public?
Why do you call them
like
cut off?
Because they were they were literally cut. They were like, they had been sweatpants, and then this gentleman, he's not even a gentleman, he's a dude. He just cut those fucking pants to shorts. Like, what's that? Anywho. That's what I got for manners. It's all about fashion and dressing. I don't know why. I'm so fashionable.
Evan, you didn't do your homework, but did you
anything?
Have you ever been in a situation where we're like, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here, or...
I have some languagey ones. I say you guys, and... You guys are not guys. I just said it again. Yes. But you two are not guys. You're women. Dang. It's like this male, I don't know, supposition. Like, I'm just calling everyone as a default a man.
Yeah. Do you think that that's from a man saying it? Do you think it's different? Because I say you guys all the time.
All the time.
No, I think it's 100% me being aware and sensitive of it now.
But guys is one of those words that is like, I feel like socially it's acceptable to say, hey, guys. As
it's a different meaning.
All-encompassing like term. It's just that it has come from a history of, you know, being about men. That brings up a whole other thing is like how people are offended by words. It can be anything. For example, my mother-in-law is offended by the word butthole.
Wow, that took a turn.
And, you know, of course, my husband would take every opportunity to have our daughter say butthole in front of her or his two nieces. But anyways...
It is a disgusting word.
I'm going to be bleeping out so much in this episode. That's fine.
Any others?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Samesies. Oh, I had like, nah, I'm done. It's not that interesting.
Let's move on.
Yeah. That's it, guys. I haven't got anything else.
That's pretty good.
I really just really quick want to see how you guys say a word. Hannah, go first. How do you say that word?
Uranus.
And how do you say it, Evan?
Uranus.
No, you don't.
No, I say Uranus for sure. I try and hit the A too.
This came up because there was a news article recently that said Uranus is leaking gas. So
that's because they saw the opportunity and they took it.
So how else do you say it?
I think originally, because I watched a whole thing on this about the pronunciation of it. And I think the guy who named the planet, it was like Uranus. Mm-hmm. After like
that's
a Greek,
worse.
It was like a Greek god. I'll have to look it up. But
yeah,
I think
it's like
it's
a Greek
like
word.
It, which also sounds kind of weird.
It's like Maximus Uranus. Like it's like a total Greek word.
But it sounds like urine.
Urine.
So both are not great in our.
But also that's better than Uranus because really then like, it's like literally like your butthole,
your anus, your anus.
Too much butt going on in this podcast. What's going on? I'm sorry, guys.
All right. Well.
It's the butthole / etiquette episode.
Maybe it's just, the butthole episode. Lots of clicks there. Okay, guys, we're finishing up. So be sure to follow us on wherever you download all your podcasts.
Let's take this one again from the top.
Yep. That's...
let's try this one. That's a great first try.
How about a thank you for listening?
Okay, guys. So that's it from us. Be sure to subscribe and give us a thumbs up. Also follow us on Instagram. I'll leave any info that we shared here in our show notes. And yeah, that's it from us. See you next week.
That's a great take too. So now on this take, do
I can tell you right now I'm not doing a third date.
you said that's it from us like three times.
How about thank you for listening?
Thank you for listening.
I did say thank you for listening.
This whole thing is so funny because like the whole podcast was about like thank you and then me saying mm-hmm, and you can't even thank our damn listeners for listening to this shit.
That is so funny.
Have okay. some manners, Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe and give us a thumbs up. Leave us a comment as well. Also, follow us on social. Be sure to join our Patreon group and Facebook. And we will see you next week.